Good morning. A weak disturbance passing through parts of the Adirondacks and into the Champlain Valley is touching off a round of very light rain and snow showers across especially the higher terrain. The snow will probably not stick in most places, although a coating is possible this morning across the higher peaks, which would melt off as the sun gets higher in the sky and temperatures rebound. Readings are in the lower to mid-30s across most of the region to start the day. So after a chilly one to begin, we will see some sunshine breaking through as that disturbance passes north and eastward. And this will allow readings to climb through the 40s and into the 50s with a slight northwest breeze. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly clear and another cool one with readings back into the lower to mid-30s. High pressure will dominate through the weekend, keeping it mainly dry across the region. However, weak upper-level disturbances will continue to pass through, and this will increase the cloud cover from time to time, both Saturday and Sunday. So don't be surprised if we have some cloudy periods mixing in with the sunshine. Still, though, temperatures will be milder with highs in the lower to mid-60s on Saturday and into the middle and upper 60s on Sunday. On Monday, another disturbance will pass through later in the day with the chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, and highs back into the middle 60s. The midweek period next week looks mainly dry with high pressure in control, but again, a few of these weak disturbances will increase the clouds from time to time, and highs for the period Tuesday through Thursday will be in the middle 60s to around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the western Texas and Oklahoma border region to extreme western Arkansas and extreme northern Texas. This area should reside just within the northern fringes of the strongest daytime heating, a narrow northwestern tongue of favorable low-level moisture, and the southern rim of a large-scale region of ascent preceding a mid- to upper-level trough. Backflow north of warm frontal remnants will aid in low-level and deep-layer shear today, resulting in wind profiles favorable for supercells with large hail and severe wind gusts. Meanwhile, runoff from last week's intense Midwest rainfall is still keeping several rivers in major flood stage, especially across Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Michigan. The larger rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will continue to take longer to recede and remain in major flood stage through this weekend. Numerous flood warnings remain in effect. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Key West, Florida at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Takamatsu Airport in Japan at 4:03 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, mostly clear skies, and 21 degrees with a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 29, 70% relative humidity with the west wind at 5 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.35 inches and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California to a low of 9 at Cando and Langdon, both in North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 47, that's 5 degrees below normal. A trace of rainfall yesterday, 2.44 inches for the month, which is 19 hundredths below normal, and 8.06 inches for the year, which is 2.57 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 18 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 508, and for the season 6,005. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 41, the record high 90 set in 1990, and the record low 24 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m. and sunset this evening at 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A chance of rain or snow showers this morning, then partly sunny and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s, even back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a passing rain or snow shower this morning, mainly across the Adirondacks, then partly sunny and cool with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mild in the lower to mid-60s. Mid to upper 60s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Mostly cloudy, a late-day shower possible Monday in the mid-60s. Staying in the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. And then upper 60s to around 70 with partly to mostly sunny skies for Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.